mind just totally blanks out and go on autopilot is probably the best way to describe it.
Debbie Jacobson of Duluth doesn't remember driving to the hospital, neither does her husband John. All they remember is the fear and panic and worry when they learned their 2-month-old son Brian had stopped breathing.
Half an hour, 45 minutes, they were working on him but couldn't do anything for him. Then they came in and told us that it was over.
The Jacobsons had lost their son to sudden infant death syndrome. SIDS is the leading cause of death in the United States among infants between 1 month and 1 year of age, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, yet the cause of SIDS remains a mystery. Decades of study has failed to provide answers for parents like Debbie and John, but researchers have identified risk factors that may contribute to SIDS deaths. St. Mary's Duluth Clinic pediatrician Dr. Charnel Valentine counsels new parents from northwestern Wisconsin and northeastern Minnesota about the risks.
We recommend the infant sleep on their back. It's called the Back to Sleep Program, and in 2005, the American Academy of Pediatrics strengthened their recommendation for sleeping on the back, such that they no longer say it's okay to have a baby sleep on their side.
The American Academy of Pediatrics Back to Sleep campaign contributed to a more than 50% drop in SIDS deaths nationwide since 1990, that from the CDC's website. Wisconsin Infant Death Center Program Administrator Ann Harview says documented SIDS cases in the state have followed a national decline.
We believe that because people have been putting their babies on their backs, if you're laying on your back and there is an issue with responding to an obstruction of your ability to breathe on your back, that's much less likely to happen.
Doctors began advising parents that placing babies to sleep on their backs, controlling room temperature, using proper bedding, and having a smoke-free environment are ways to reduce the incidence of SIDS. But with no definitive cause for SIDS, moms like Laureen Burgraff of Superior prefer to trust mother's intuition rather than rely on new medical research. Well aware of the risk, she puts her infant son Quade to sleep on his stomach.
It's such a broad label that any infant that dies at a young age, they label as a SIDS death unless it is something that is, you know, a medical issue that they know of right away. So they put this blanket statement in it, you know, and it's scary. I still worry at night.
Harview says the state has changed how cases are classified in an effort to pin down which infant deaths result from SIDS.
On the part of medical examiners and forensic pathologists, some questioning whether the cause of death, SIDS, should be used when there is co-sleeping or an unsafe sleep environment.
Fewer than 40 SIDS cases out of 462 infant deaths occurred in Wisconsin during 2006. With so few cases to examine, Harview says it's difficult for researchers to pinpoint a cause.
While it is devastating to families, the numbers are small. You don't have the volume that you would need to be able to study that thoroughly on a local level.
New research on the national and international level may be bringing the medical community closer to answers. But while Debbie and John Jacobson hope for an answer someday, it won't bring Brian back. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.